The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 21, text number 49, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 7th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 21, text 49. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The audience continued, "Dear King Prithu, your reputation is the purest of all, for you are preaching the glories of the most glorified of all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Brahmins. Since due to our great fortune we have you as our master, we think that we are living directly under the agency of the Lord." Purport. The citizens declared that through being under the protection of Maharaj Prithu, they were directly under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding is the proper situation of social steadiness within this material world, since it is stated in the Vedas that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the maintainer and leader of all living entities. The king or executive head of the government must be a representative of the Supreme Person. Then he can claim honor exactly like the Lord's. How a king or leader of society can become the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also indicated in this verse by the statement that because Prithu Maharaj was preaching the supremacy and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, he was therefore a proper representative of the Lord. To remain under the jurisdiction or administration of such a king or leader is the perfect status for the human society. The primary responsibility for such a king or leader is to protect the Brahminical culture and the cows in his state. Vandeha Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, at the present moment, we are suffering because we don't have such leaders on this planet as Prithu Maharaj. Such saintly kings, they bring about great auspiciousness everywhere. Simply by their rule, the weather becomes very nice. There's sufficient foodstuffs for everyone. Disease becomes very much reduced. People live long lives. Everything becomes auspicious. But in the absence of such leaders, this place becomes hell. You never know. Untimely death is happening all the time. There's food shortages. Horrible weather. Drought. Drought means when there's no water. So all of these things are symptoms of bad government. An interesting point here is that the citizens are very much appreciating that by being protected by Prithu Maharaj, they are directly protected by Krishna. In other words, just as the spiritual master is a representative of Krishna, so the king is also a representative of Krishna. So the same principle holds for the spiritual master. When you have shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, that means you have the shelter of Krishna. Just as the king can claim honor like the Lord's by preaching always the supremacy and glories of the Lord, similarly the spiritual master can as well. Just as the human society is in a perfect position under the rule of such a king, similarly the disciple who has placed himself or herself under a bona fide spiritual master is in the perfect position. So, one should be intelligent to place oneself under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. I remember how much I was suffering in this material world before I took shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. I mean, it was really hellish. But as soon as I placed myself under the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, then everything changed. It's like night and day. As long as you're on your own, it's hell. Srila Prabhupada compares it to street dog. I think I've explained this to you before here in Kaunas. In India, there are two types of dogs. Street dog and dog with master. How many of you have been to India? Raise your hand if you've been to India. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many of you have seen the street dogs in Vrindavan? Oh, aren't they horrible? Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it's horrible to see them. How many of you have been to Juhu Beach? No one. Mataji and I have been. Mataji didn't raise her hand, but Mataji and I have been. And that's Prabhupada used to take his walks there on Juhu Beach. And that's also where all the rich men, the movie stars, the millionaires, they take their walks also. Now you know the keeping a dog and keeping a personal dog is a Western custom, not an Indian tradition. So these wealthy Bombay people, they imitate the Westerners by keeping dog. So the dog that goes on the walk with the master, he's very jolly, stout and strong dog, you see. His head is held high, you see. His tail is wagging, you see. He's very jolly and happy. But those street dogs, oh, their tail is between their legs, their head's being held down. Because of skin disease, their hair is fall off, they have no hair. They have wounds all over the body. He was saying they have wounds on their body because they have fights for the other street dogs. And they try to get some scrap of food to eat, but then people throw rocks at them and chase them away. It's horrible to be a street dog in India. So, Prabhupada compares the dog who has master. He's the person who has a spiritual master, you see. That is called sanata. And the one who has no master, he's compared to street dog, anatta. In other words, if you have a spiritual master, then you're very nicely situated. You're in the perfect position. You're solidly situated in the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. But if you don't have a spiritual master, whereabouts unknown, you're wandering the streets. So therefore, the Mundaka Upanishad says, Tad Viganartam Saguru Meva Bhigatschat. If you want to know the truth, you must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. How many of you here have studied Sanskrit grammar? Anyone here has studied Sanskrit grammar? Sanskrit grammar, you know? Well, there are different. There are different endings which change the meaning, just like. Gacchati means he goes. Gacchanti means they go. Gacchet means must go. So that form, gacchet, that is the vidilin form of the verb. So this the shloka in the Mundaka Upanishad, Tad Viganartam Sugarum Eva Bigats Chat. That is means you absolutely must go to Guru. There's no choice. It's not an option. You must have a spiritual master. It's required to have a guru. Now how do you take guru? That, oh, everyone has a guru, so I want one too. Prabhupada said, do not take a guru like a pet. Sometimes we see the disciples, instead of surrendering to the spiritual master, they want the spiritual master to surrender to them. They want to train their guru how to relate with them. One should never make this mistake. Don't try to make a pet dog out of your spiritual master. Spiritual master means where you surrender with no argument. Whatever the spiritual master orders, whatever he instructs, that you accept. It's like we have absolute faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada. Why do we have that absolute faith in Prabhupada's words? Because he repeats what he heard from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Who repeats what he has heard from Gaura Kishora Das Babaji Maharaj. Who repeats what he has heard from Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Who repeats what he has heard from Jagannath Das Babaji? Back, all the way to Krishna. Because the spiritual master is simply bringing the message of Krishna. Therefore, we have absolute faith in his words. So, when the spiritual master instructs a disciple, if you do not accept it, means you're rejecting Krishna also. You're rejecting Guru and Krishna. You're rejecting Srila Prabhupada, you're rejecting Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, etc. So one must not argue with the spiritual master. Whatever instructions he gives, one must follow that. And that way you will become very solidly situated in devotional service. As good as being directly under the protection of Krishna himself. This will bring about the desired change in the society. Everyone's looking how we can solve the problems of the world. There are so many problems, thousands and thousands of problems going on in the society right now. And the politicians are trying, they're promising, well, we will do this, we will do that to solve the problem. But because they are not Krishna conscious, all of their attempts to solve the problem simply make the problems worse. They simply turn this world into more and more of a hell. This is why we need Krishna conscious men to take charge of this planet. Srila Prabhupada told us in Bombay, this world is being managed by rogues and demons. Now you make your life successful and you take the management. So we want to train you in such a way that you can become a powerful leader on this planet, each and every one of you. Yad yad acharati shreshtas tat tad eva tarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanivartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So you don't need some big title or some big post. You simply become an acharya, an ideal Vaishnava. And by your example, you have an impact on this planet. So that is our humble request to you. We want you to become acharya, an ideal example of Krishna consciousness. We want you to become acharya. So what does it mean to become acharya? It means your every thought, your every word, your every deed in all times, places and circumstances, 24 hours a day, is completely pleasing to Guru and Krishna. That means you have to watch what you're doing. Is what I'm doing pleasing to Guru and Krishna? You have to watch what you're speaking, what is coming out of your mouth. Is that pleasing to Guru and Krishna? You have to watch what you're thinking. Are these thoughts pleasing to Guru and Krishna? What if you're contemplating illicit sex? What if you're meditating on illicit sex life? Is that pleasing to Guru and Krishna? No. So one has to curb down thoughts like that, dirty thoughts. Always think about Krishna. Always think about your spiritual master and how you can please him.
ļoti pie savu dvēsnību oktirti, kaip jūs galite jį patenkinti.
And this way, if one's thinking is very nice,
ir jeigu tokiu būdu žmogui sekasi galvoti,
then your speech will automatically be very nice.
Tada kalba natūraliai bus.
You're always thinking about Krishna, then whatever comes out of your mouth will naturally be Krishna conscious. And if all you do is think about Krishna and talk about Krishna 24 hours a day, then everything you do will also be very nice. So it actually all begins with the mind, you see. But how does the mind stay fixed? Someone one time asked Prabhupada in a morning walk, you know, Srila Prabhupada, how do I keep my mind fixed in Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada's answer was very simple. He said, what is the question of mind? Simply chant and hear, that's
all.
So if you vibrate Hare Krishna with your tongue, and you hear it with your ear, then your mind is automatically Krishna conscious. You don't have to think, oh, I have to keep my mind fixed on Krishna. Simply vibrate Hare Krishna, and you're Krishna conscious, you see, your mind on Krishna. So, in this way, keep yourself always fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then, you'll be doing the greatest good for yourself, for your friends, for your family members, and for your fellow countrymen. And for all living entities throughout this entire planet. And throughout this entire universe. And throughout all the universes within the material existence. It all begins with the tongue. As I described last night. Or was it maybe last night? Jiva Dho. Devotional service begins with the tongue. Jiv means tongue, and now do means begin. So you simply taste prasad and you chant Hare Krishna. And center your whole existence around tasting prasadam and chanting Hare Krishna. Everything revolves around that. Shishi Nitai Gaur Chandra Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Damodar Ki Jai. So, are you ready to taste the bliss of Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day? Would you like that? 24 hours a day of bliss? Always swimming in nectar at every minute? Would you like that? All right, now I've told you how to do it. Now you simply have to do it. You simply have to put it into practice. Do you think it's difficult to be Krishna conscious? What do you say? Is it difficult? Can anybody say? Is it difficult or is it easy? Yes. Not easy? But Prabhupada said it is easy. I was there with His Divine Grace on a beautiful summer day in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, California, back in 1971. It was a wonderful, wonderful day in the park. There must have been about 30,000 people there. Big, huge Ratha Yatra. And Prabhupada told us this. He said to become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job. It simply requires practice. He said every day you're drinking water. Once, twice, thrice, more than that. He said, if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, and then immediately become Krishna conscious. So do you have difficulty drinking water? So how you can say it's difficult to be Krishna conscious? Every time you drink water, you see, you simply think, oh, water, very nice taste. You see. So refreshing and purifying. You see. This is Krishna. Any difficulty? Papa told them, there's no difficulty. Whenever you drink water, rasa ham apsukanteya, you simply remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. So how you can say it is difficult? Are you fasting from water? Drink water. Remember Krishna whenever you drink water, you see. Don't drink it like a dog. But remember Krishna when you drink the water. And then immediately you become Krishna conscious. There's no difficulty. Any questions? Yes, Vaginda.
How one can not lose his enthusiasm when he has no association with devotees, because they are the source of
Yeah. Of course, I have an easy answer for that, actually, very simple answer. When I just got my diksha back in 1971, I had been inspired by a great preacher, his name Vishnu Janamaharaj. He convinced me to surrender at Prabhupada's lotus feet. And he was very much in the mood of spreading this movement. So, when I was initiated by a letter, Prabhupada was in London when he initiated me, and I was in Texas. See, normally when there's initiation yajna, the disciples, they would collect guru dakshina, and then they go to the guru's room, and they offer the dakshina to him. But Prabhupada was on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So how I'll offer my dakshina? But I was thinking, this is a golden opportunity. Because now I get to write Prabhupada a letter. I'll mail him the dakshina and I'll write him a letter. It was a great opportunity to directly associate with the Jagat Guru, the spiritual master of the whole universe. Yes, that's the translation. And so, I wrote him a letter and I told him how I wanted to spread this movement. Because that's what Vishnu Janamaharaj's mood was, and I took that mood. I want to spread this movement. So he wrote me back, acknowledging the exact amount of the three checks that I'd sent him. Each, he itemized the exact to the penny how much each check was for. And he gave me some further instructions. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy, eager for spreading this movement. And then he gave me an order. He said, now just continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. I was thinking, how wonderful, I have an order, a direct order from my spiritual master. He has ordered me to always be enthusiastic. So you know what? I decided to obey that order. After all, I'd just been initiated. Isn't that what you're supposed to do when you're a disciple? aren't you supposed to obey the order of your guru when you're a disciple? That's the meaning of being a disciple. So I said, all right, I'm always going to be enthusiastic no matter what. And Prabhupada promised me if I would do that, then surely Krishna would bless me. So I've been doing that for the last I've been doing that for the last 37 years. And the more I do it, the more enthusiastic I get. The enthusiasm doesn't go down, it just keeps going up and up and up and up and up and up. So the simple thing is, if you receive such an order, then you should follow it. That's so. But what if you haven't received such an order? What to do then? You don't have to worry. Because I hereby order you that you must always remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. I'm ordering you in front of Nittai Gaurachandra and Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas that you must always remain enthusiastic in all circumstances, whether you're with the devotees or whether you're not with the devotees, it doesn't matter. Always be enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness and spreading Krishna consciousness, and if you do so, you will get the boon that Prabhupada gave me. Krishna will surely bless you. I guarantee the moon works because it's been working for me for 37 years. Any other questions? Yeah.
Srila Gurudev, in one of his commentaries, Srila Prabhupada says that an advancement in Krishna consciousness is slow but sure.
Yes, it is sure.
Could you explain that?
Yes, you may know, there's a famous fable. There is a famous story of the hare and the tortoise. The hare is the rabbit, and the tortoise is the turtle. Do you all know that? Do you, in Lithuania, you know that story of the hare and the tortoise, the rabbit and the turtle? Everyone knows? Yes, everyone knows?
Yeah. Not
huh? Not everyone?
Somebody knows.
Someone knows, but someone doesn't? Okay. Well, there was one race between the hare and the tortoise. So you know, the hare, the rabbit, he runs very fast. And the tortoise, the turtle, he goes very slow, you know. And the rabbit is a shoo. So, they were having a race, you see. Now, how the turtle could ever have any hope of winning the race, it's just like hopeless, you see. He's so slow. What can he do? The rabbit was very proud, you see. So the race began, the rabbit ran a little ways, and he thought, I'm just going to take a nap, you see. So he took a nice snooze, you know. And here comes the tortoise. And the tortoise just kept plodding along very slowly, slowly but steadily, but slowly but surely. He was just plodding along, one step, another step, another step. And the rabbit is there just sleeping away. And just when the tortoise was like 2 feet away from the finish line, the rabbit woke up and he went, "Oh my God, this turtle is going to defeat me." So he jumped up and started running like anything, you know, trying to catch. But sure enough, the tortoise crossed the finish line first. So if you can just be like that, that tortoise, you see, even though you're slow, if you'll be very steady and you're plodding along, da-dum, 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 you see, then by that steadiness, you see, your advancement will be sure. Actually, in our movement, sometimes we see devotees who make very rapid advancement. They become big, big famous scholars, big, big famous managers, big, big famous kirtan singers, practically overnight. And 2 years later, they're karmis again. We've seen many examples in our movements over the years, you see. They became big, big, famous ISKCON superstar overnight, you see. But 2 years later, they're sleeping with a prostitute, you see. They've lost everything. So the thing is, you have to be very steady in your Krishna consciousness. Even if it's slow, you should be very, very steady. And then you become very, in due course of time, you become a highly advanced Vaishnava. You'll be able to inspire so many devotees, you see, in Krishna consciousness. Now do you understand what it means? Slow but sure.
Yeah.
Next question.
How to do very nice simultaneously your everyday's duties and Krishna consciousness duties? Because if you, it is often very difficult to make them very nice simultaneously.
No, I don't follow. What's the question? Thank you very much, Manaji.
She also said that if you are very slow, you cannot, you know, if you are slow in your Krishna's consciousness, it's difficult to balance, because the daily duties weigh over the Krishna consciousness.
They what?
They
overtake. Ah. Well, it's a very simple thing.
Not the complexes that it is.
Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajahosi dadasi yat yat tapashashi konteya tat kadushva madarpanam. You see, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 27. He says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that. Asad of Kunti is an offering unto me. So everyone has to earn a living, right? Everyone has to make their livelihood. So do it for Krishna. Don't do it for sense gratification. Whatever you're doing, you have to offer it to Krishna. And then everything becomes transcendentalized. Prabhupada says a man working in a factory, he can be the greatest sannyasi. If he will give that money to Krishna. So whatever you're doing for livelihood or for family activities, if you will offer that all to Krishna, then you'll become the greatest transcendentalist. What is the difficulty?
She has a lot of to do, but there is no enough time for this.
No time?
Yeah. Too much to do.
Do you chant 16 rounds every day? Do you rise early and sing Gravastakam at home? You add that. Squeeze in 10 minutes of Gravastakam. You know Gravastakam. Samsara dava nalalita loka.
I do it in midday.
Do it what?
In the midday.
In 1 minute?
In midday only.
In the midday?
Yeah.
No, do it in the early morning. Because the Gravastakam has a ninth prayer, which describes anybody who chants this during Brahma Mahurta, they get direct service of Krishna in the spiritual world when they leave their body.
It's
supposed to chant it during Brahma Mahurta before the sunrise. So if you will chant Brahma Mahurta during Brahma Mahurta, chant Gravastakam, your whole day will be transformed. You will feel how you're living in the spiritual world at every minute. Just try it. All you just move Gravastakam to Brahma Mahurta, and your whole consciousness will become elevated. That's all you have to do. Now you may be skeptical, it couldn't be that easy. But you try it tomorrow, and then tomorrow you give me a report.
I mean, no.
You try it tomorrow, then day after tomorrow you give me a report. If it didn't completely liberate your consciousness from the material world. That singing in the early morning hours has great shakti. So you try it tomorrow morning, and then on Friday morning before I leave for Russia, after the class, you tell me how it went. Tell me if it wasn't the best Thursday you'd ever had in your whole life. Next question.
Yes.
You have one? Oh. Okay.
Today we spoke about a very, very proper rule about saintly government.
Yes, yes.
And you said that devotees also, they should take the...
Absolutely.
What is the way to this, like, really, you know, to be...
Well, there's two ways.
May I translate?
Yes, yes.
Aš paklausiu mokytojo, kad šiandien mes kalbėjome apie tokį šventąjį, tokį valdymą, ir kad mokytojas sakė, kad valdyti valdžioje yra vieta atsidavusiems. Aš paklausiu, kaip jums tai padaryti?
There's two ways you can take political position.
Yra du būdai, kaip užimti politinę poziciją.
One is by votes.
Tai yra, vienas yra balsuojant.
The other is by guns.
Ir kitas yra ginklų pagalba.
So it is not practical to take by guns. So you must educate the people so they will vote for Krishna conscious leaders. So that's why we have to distribute books. When somebody carefully reads Prabhupada's books, they will all vote for Krishna conscious men, not for karmis. There will come a day in the future of this planet when people go to the election place to make their vote. Their question will be, when they decide who to vote for, let's say, is this person Krishna conscious or are they not Krishna conscious? They'll vote for all the people who are Krishna conscious.
Ir bus balsavimo kriterijus toks, ar žmogus yra Krishna sąmonė ar ne.
The day will come when people will vote on the basis of whether you're Hare Krishna or not.
Ir ateis diena, kai žmonės spręs.
Only the Hare Krishnas will get the votes, you see. Because people will be so fed up of these rascal karmi leaders, you see.
Dėl kad žmonės labai nusivils šitais netikusiais valdininkais.
Any other questions? So, if there's no further questions, yes?
Spiritualizing the world, or
take care of our spiritual life where? In the world?
Yeah, the world. Should we take care about spiritualizing the world, or this is the role another player only for the separate persons like leaders in Krishna consciousness? Because she said that Dhaneshwara Prabhu, he was there last summer, and he said that Krishna consciousness is not for everyone.
What Dhaneshwara meant was that not everyone will take it.
Dhaneshwara Prabhu turi omeny, kad ne kiekvienas priims tai.
He didn't mean that it's not meant for everyone.
Jis nesakė, kad tai nėra skirta kiekvienam.
Everyone should take it, actually.
Kiekvienas žmogus turi priimti tai.
But even if they don't take it, if they are led by persons who are Krishna conscious, they will make advancement. So we want that at least the leaders of the world should be Krishna conscious. So that everybody, in other words, just if the king is Krishna conscious, and even if the citizens are not Krishna conscious, because they're serving the Krishna conscious king, they will make progress. In their next life, they'll become devotees. So even if they did not all become Krishna conscious, if the leadership is Krishna conscious, then everybody makes spiritual progress. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Advise how the devotee, when he's preaching to someone, should ask him to or preach to him that he would vote for the Krishna conscious people.
Did he? No. No, they're not ready for that yet. Well, you could if somebody's running, yes.
Somebody's running?
If one of your devotees is running for the... What is, you have a mayor here? The mayor of Kaunas?
Yeah.
Yeah. If some devotee is running for the mayor of Kaunas, then you could go out and campaign and try to get everybody to vote for him. That'd be great. Let's say if Carlos decided to run for the mayor of Kaunas, then you should go out and campaign. That'd be great. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Anything else?
Kas dar turi klausimų?
Any other questions? Yes?
Is it also our duty to cure to the people like by distributing the prasadam?
Of course. You must have such profuse prasad distribution that they forget about eating meat. You must have massive prasad distribution program so that everybody in the whole Lithuania will become addicted to prasadam.
Jūs turite padaryti tokias plačias prasadų, reiškia, platinimo programas, kad žmonės pamirštų visą Lietuvą miestą.
Then these slaughterhouses will go out of business. Nobody will buy the meat anymore.
Kad bankrutuotų visos, reiškia, skaldyklos.
Where they can get food like this prasad? There's nothing like this for Krishna prasad. Any other questions? Everybody satisfied now? Yes.
Sometimes we feel very nice emotions, like while doing this spiritual service, devotional service. How to experience it more often?
Yes, he wants to know. Sometimes we experience great happiness, spiritual emotion while doing service. How can we experience it more?
Klausimas toks, kad kartais mes apie tarnystę juntam kažkokias dvasinės emocijas geras, kaip tai padažninti.
The answer is very simple. Do more service.
Klausimas, atsakymas paprastas, daugiau tarnaukite.
Okay, anything else?
I mean, about sometimes we do even may do a lot of service, but it's a question about the quality. Because the emotions arise from quality.
In other words, you're doing the service, but you're not feeling the spiritual bliss. That means you're doing the service, and you want to be, you're trying to get something out of it for yourself. Some prestige. Something else. Thinking yourself to be very great, you see. So instead of doing service with some ulterior motive, simply do it for the pleasure of Krishna. Without any motive for your own personal benefit. Not even for the sake of going back to home, back to Godhead. Simply do your service for pleasing Krishna. And then you'll derive great happiness and satisfaction by doing it. And you're going back to home, back to God. It'll be absolutely guaranteed. Any other questions? Yes.
Important for the householder or devotees to do some service in the temple, or is it enough?
Which devotees?
Householders.
Yes, of course. Everyone should do temple service. If I'm just serving in my household, then I'm still being selfish. You see, because it's my own household, my house, you see. But if you serve in Krishna's house, then it becomes pure. So every householder, they must give money if possible, and they must do service also to the temple. That will make their hearts pure. Anything else?
Kas dar turi klausimą?
How should treat a devotee toward his family members who are not devotees, even they are parents?
Be kind to them. Take them prasadam. Give them Prabhupada's books. Be very merciful to them. They are not an ordinary karmi because they gave birth to a devotee.
So
try to induce them to become devotees. That is the best service for the family members. Anything else? Yes.
If one serves Krishna for the sake of getting back to him, isn't that selfish desire?
Yes. But it's okay. It's a good desire, even though it's selfish. But when you, by doing that, gradually you'll become purified to the point where you don't even care if you go back to God anymore. You'll be so happy doing the service right here, right now, that it won't matter. In other words, you finally realize, why do I need to go back to Godhead? I'm already back to Godhead by doing service. I've already attained it. That's why it's stated that devotional service is beyond liberation. Why do I have to hanker for liberation? By doing bhakti, I'm already beyond liberation. If one is in that mood, then your liberation is guaranteed. In other words, don't think, well, my dear Krishna, I will serve you if you will take me back to Godhead. You know what happened to Bali Maharaj when he surrendered? Did he go back to Godhead? Vamanadeva pushed him into hell when he surrendered. That was his reward for surrendering. He got pushed down into hell. Of course, he was pushed by the Lord's lotus foot into hell. So it's pretty transcendental going to hell. But he actually went to hell. And he wasn't angry. My dear Lord, I surrendered to you, and now you're sending me to hell. What kind of Lord are you? No, he was very happy. And actually the Lord came to hell with him, became his servant in hell. His doorkeeper. Doorkeeper? So, you can desire like that, but actually that is called sattvic desire, you see. Such desire is good for you. But try to come to a higher level to where, my Krishna, I'm willing to serve you, even if you send me to hell, it's okay. Because it's your pleasure that counts, not mine. You know the story of the gopis and the headache?
Yeah.
They were willing to go to hell if they could cure Krishna's headache. So you should be willing to go to hell if you can please Krishna by doing this. If you stop thinking about your own liberation, just think about Krishna's pleasure, then you're already beyond liberation. Even while walking and talking here in Kaunas, Lithuania, you will already be with Krishna in the spiritual world. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Tonight's program will be here at a hall.
Public.
Everybody knows where it is and what time it is? It's posted on the announcement.
Yeah,
okay, so everyone come to the, tell them where it's going to be. Tell them what time? So come tonight, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring as many people as you can to attend the program tonight. Hare Krishna. Grantala Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.